Intervju Radija Študent.
Okay. No, pa smo tukaj, ne? Eriš intervju, tukaj zraven je Mr. Chip Peak, pevc SNFU, pred 21 leti nazadnje je bil tukaj. Danes večer v Gala Hali, nam bo povedal, kaj se bo dogajal. Welcome you back after 21 years. Welcome you back.
Why not? Because I like this place.
You like?
Yeah. And music is life, and I'm still alive, and I come here to share with you tonight.
So what's happening between those 21 years with SNFU and you?
We first were here in 1988, and then we took a few years off, and then we made probably about, we did 7 more records, and then more touring, but then... 3 years on, 5 years on, and then 2 years off, nothing. Played with a couple other bands back in Canada, in Vancouver. I'm from Edmonton, but now I live on the coast, the north.
They're coming from there.
Yeah, well, No Means No, we're actually from Victoria, which is like a 2-hour ferry boat ride.
But you know them.
I know them. I know No Means No for years, DOA, the Canadian Subhumans, Diglo Abortions, SNFU, we're all there.
So you're connected as a scene, you're working together.
Yeah, we play together.
Preparing some things.
Yeah, we're friends, yeah. And I... took a couple of years off, and then the other guys, couple of the original members, quit. They didn't want to do it anymore. Once they turned 40 years old, they decided to become responsible. And punk rock is not about being responsible, but in that way, to me. I found new people, but they're very old friends of mine. And music keeps me alive, so I'm back playing music. Yeah. And traveling and experiencing life. That's all life is for me. And I do this till I die. I never say never. I never once said I quit the band. I just, other people left for a while, but I find new people. And the people I play with now, well, I grew up with the original members, but the people with me now, I've known one of them for 27 years, one of them for 15 years, and one of them for 10 years. I'm 46 years old now. So, and I started this back in, it says here 81, but it was between 81 and 82. Mm-hmm. I was a teenager, I think 18 years old. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I played in another band before us in that period. So I started singing in a band when I was 17 years old in high school.
And still singing.
I don't know if you can call that singing. Can you actually call that singing? Shouting, yelling, screaming.
So, what's keeping you in this scene? What's keeping you singing?
I love it. I love it. I grew up on music and rock and roll, and back when I was, in grade school, when I was like 10 years old, you know how you get in trouble with your parents and they lock you in your room? That was totally fine with me, because there was a turntable in there, a stereo, and records. So great, I get to just listen to records all night long. I don't have to do any chores. I don't have to wash dishes. I don't have to do anything. Just rock.
So not obeying the parents means rock and roll.
Pardon?
Not obeying the parents means rock and roll, then.
Yeah, rebellion. Hello, yeah.
Cool.
Anarchy, yeah.
So that's...
But in a positive way.
That's punk.
Yeah, that's very punk. And I grew up a skateboarder, too. And we used to do, like, routines, you know, like freestyle or do tricks, right? Mm-hmm. And I was on the skateboard team when we'd enter contests. And... you do a routine to music. So we'd practice. You'd pick out a song and turn it up and skateboard to it. And then we wanted to more, as we got more aggressive into our hardcore skateboarding, we wanted to create a music that spoke to us, that we could skateboard to, that was just as hard as we were as skateboarders. And a lot of that was through the magazines, because in the old days, like Skateboarder magazine and Thrasher, they'd always have music articles, reviews of cool bands, you know. First it was a bit softer, like Devo. Devo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
D-E-V-O.
Yeah.
They pretty much changed my life, and the Sex Pistols changed my life, and the Clash, and all that. And I like that anger, and I like that raw spirit. Because everything before that was shit. It was art rock. But I always liked bands that were like theatrical. I liked The Suite. I liked the New York Dolls. I liked Frank Zappa. I liked Kiss, you know, the Bay City Rollers.
Okay,
Alice Cooper.
We started the interview with Womanizer song.
Yeah.
From your first EP or...
No, it was on a, that was our... that was our first, like, official release.
Mm-hmm.
That actually came out on a record. And that was on a compilation record that was put out by the BYO.
Better Youth Organization.
By Better Youth Organization, yeah. And they're based in Los Angeles, but they're actually Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
The three brothers are from Toronto, Eastern Canada. And so they would come... And tour in Canada, and when they did, they stayed at my house, and when I'd go to Los Angeles, or the band would go to Los Angeles, we'd stay with them. And the bands on that record are half, one side is American bands, and one side Canadian bands. And those are all the bands they met and partied with and lived with while they were on the road. And they put out a record, and they asked us to do that song, and that was the one that they liked the most. But we did a demo tape at a university radio station, actually. before that called Life of a Bag Lady. Mm-hmm. And the original version of This is the End. And that was supposed to come out on a record, but the record didn't come out. But you can find that demo tape. It's very rare, though, if you find it.
Oh, what you're talking about in this song? A womanizer?
Victims of the Womanizer? Mm-hmm. It's talking about... Actually, it was inspired by a roommate of mine who... It's kind of a... kind of disrespected the opposite sex. Like, females were only there for one thing, just for sex. And that song is saying that we're equal. Like, you know, females are not just sex objects. They can be intelligent, they can be beautiful, you know. They're human, so treat them like a human being, not like an object. And that's what the... Right on. There we go.
That's positive attitude.
That's positive. And
that's
back then,
as
back then, nobody said those things because, you know, it's like, you know, I'm in a rock band and girls are just there for me to get laid. And I was like, fuck that. No, you know, they're people too, so treat them like you want to be treated. And that's how I try and live life with everybody,
cool.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's what that song is about. Yeah.
Let's go to another song.
Thank you, by the way. It's a nice day here in Ljubljana.
And after this, po tej pesmi se bomo pa še kaj pogovorili. Loser at life, loser at death.
Cool.
As in a few.
Thank you.
Ok, z Mr. Chipigom smo še vedno tukaj, z SNFU. Danes večer jih bomo videli v Garahali. Ostalo mi je še nekaj kratkega, zato bomo še eno vprašanje izkoristili za tole, kar nam prihaja danes večer.
Hey, is he swearing at me? Is he swearing at me? I wouldn't know, but I hope you're not swearing at me. You're not mad at me today, are you?
No.
You can't see it, but he's turning red. He's totally blushed. His head looks like a cherry, a tomato.
Okay. So, Mr. Chipik, what we can expect tonight?
Fun and lots of sweating, lots of swearing, lots of dancing, lots of screaming, and some masks, some theater, some props. Mm-hmm. I brought the pig mask.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the famous pig mask, of course. And, and we just try and just have a good time tonight and be positive. and hopefully inspire some of the younger people that are going to be there tonight. So I met, I was just hanging out with like two kids that are like 19. They came from Croatia just to see us today. So hopefully they get inspired and keep this going when our physical bodies can no longer do this anymore. And, well, I'm still going, but...
Yeah, before we heard this song from your first LP...
Yeah.
Loser Life, Loser Death.
Yes.
But you're not a loser.
No, but that song is about the idea of committing suicide. It's about a character, you know? And the guy is such a failure that he can't even succeed at killing himself. So he's a loser at life and a loser at death. Like, how much of a loser can you be after that? You know, you can't even kill yourself, right, you fucking asshole?
So we won't commit the suicide tonight. But...
No, musical suicide. Okay. We're going to kill the crowd with our music. Cool. We're going to kick your ass with our music. That's as violent as we get.
Yeah, in some interviews I've read before, that you're talking about, and people talking about you on a stage as a very special performance. You mentioned before masks.
Yeah. Because me, like I said, I like theater. I like, I grew up on bands that were like the New York Dolls, who like just looked great. Men dressed up as women. You know, why not? You look good in a dress. I look great in a dress. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. After okay. A couple of beers. But but Alice Cooper and the Alex Harvey Band and Kiss, like it's escape. And music to me has always been a positive way to escape the negative influences in your life. And that's what has kept me alive. Music is like the blood vein of my existence. If it wasn't for music, I would not be here anymore. It's solace to me. It's home. You know, even when home was bad, you still had the music. And now with like the internet and, you know, the iPod and stuff, you can blank everything out and just listen, you know, not have to listen to other people's bullshit, because you have enough of your own bullshit you got to put up with, right? And that's a lot. But yeah, so just to, you know, escapism, that's what rock and roll is. It's rebellion, it's escapism, it's a fantasy land.
Okay, you know, this
it's,
is...
It's old people trying to be kids again.
Cool.
And that's the spirit.
Nice message for the end of our interview.
Yes,
thank you for coming.
Thank
for
you.
For the interview.
I'm very privileged and happy to be here today, by the way. And it's a beautiful day. I think I'm going to go play some soccer or something. Can you drink beer and smoke cigarettes on a soccer field? Is that allowed?
It is.
Very
it is.
Beautiful to meet you today. And you're still red. You're still blushing, man.
Yeah,
laughing at you.
It's my first interview.
In your face.
It's my first interview in my life.
In your Facebook, bitch. I mean, Mr. Bitch.
Mr. Big.
Look, he's all red.
Okay.
Okay. So,
come
down
Mr.
tonight.
Chipik.
Come down tonight. We live and we love and we laugh.
Kukuriku.
Awesome. Thank you.
Interview Radia Student.